You are listening to Celtic Fair right here on WDIY 88.1. My name is Megan Everett. It's my great pleasure to be here this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. helping you to ring in the St. Patrick's Day celebrations that are coming up. We have in the studio right now Neville Gardner, and he's going to be telling you what's coming up in Bethlehem that you'll want to know about. Neville Gardner, good evening. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Megan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so looking forward to what you have planned for us for this coming March 15th through the 17th.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots going on. yeah, where do I start, right? So, of course, Bethlehem has its Parade of Shamrocks back this year after a one-year absence, but I think this might be the seventh or eighth year that they've done it. And that's, of course, 1 o'clock on Saturday the 16th of March, the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Fingers crossed it doesn't snow.
Yeah, really. I remember watching those poor pipers trying to play their pipes with snow flurries all over the place. That same morning, Donegal Square is actually doing a fundraiser for animal health and welfare. And, of course, it's the Celtic Doggy Parade. And that's taking place right on Main Street, right before, a little bit before the St. Patrick's Day Parade comes through.
So are German Shepherds welcome, or do they have to be Celtic dogs?
Well, no, they can be dressed up. you know, the idea is to bring your dogs out. There's a benefit to animal health and welfare. So if you want to make your German Shepherd turn into Paddy Shepherd, you can certainly do it. There'll be lots and lots of Celtic breed dogs there, I'm sure. And we give some prizes out for the best owner dog lookalike and, you know, that kind of thing. So we've done this for a bunch of years, and I love dogs myself. And so this is a great way to try and raise some money, and also let the people who own their Celtic breeds, let them bring them out and have some fun with them. So yeah. it's a good time, yeah.
Oh, and be honest, you're making friends for your dogs, right?
Absolutely. Well, my two dogs might not be there because one of my dogs is a real devil. And, I mean, the other one loves all dogs, but Cormac's not too good. So we'll probably leave him home just to take care of the house.
Just to be safe.
Yes, to be on the safe side, yeah, to be sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I mean, we all know that you were one of the founders of the Celtic Fest. And thank you for all the wonderful years that we have enjoyed. September heralding and the Celtic Fest here in Bethlehem is fantastic. Now this is what, the second annual Felcha Festival here.
Yeah, so we kind of felt like there needed to be an event happening around St. Patrick's Day. And so last year we did it. It was just a one night thing last year, of course, in the Charlie Brown Ice House down on Sand Island. And we did it last year and it was well received. So we decided to expand it a wee bit. So now we've got Friday, Saturday and Sunday. All 3 days, and we've got tons of great music. You know, we've got Jerry Timlin, my friend Jerry, and Tom Kane. They're playing on Friday evening. And, of course, we've got the O'Grady Quinlan Irish Dancers. And a really good mate of mine from Ireland who has won the World Individual Piping Championships, Robert Watt. He's been to Celtic Classic and to Bethlehem a few times, but it's probably three or four years since he's been here. So Robert's actually going to be here for the whole weekend, and he's going to play a wee bit at each of the shows the start. Probably small pipes, bagpipes, whistles. Very, very talented. He actually, believe it or not, he's from Mahara in Northern Ireland, not that far from
really?
Where I come from. Yeah, but he lives in Austria. He's got a chalet on the side of the mountain outside of Innsbruck.
Great place
and
to pay the
price. I know. He's forever sending me, you know, videos and stuff of I guess there's a couple of big cycle races go through there. And so you have Robert playing the Highland pipes on the mountainside, I can imagine. But he teaches skiing for the winter. So anyway, Robert's going to be here for all 4 days. And
well, thank you for bringing in the CD of his music, because we'll definitely share some of that with our listeners.
Absolutely. Okay. So then on Saturday, we've got one of my favorite people in the whole world. I love Jerry, but... the madman from Belfast.
Seamus
Kennedy, yeah. So Seamus is here doing two shows on Saturday, and one of them is, I think, right after the parade at 3 o'clock, and the other one is on Saturday evening around 8 o'clock. And, of course, Robert will play at both of those shows, and we'll have some dancers at both of those shows so as well.
Either of Seamus's shows sort of adult version?
Well, I suspect the evening one might be a wee bit more adult, yeah. You know, his afternoon show, we sort of heralded as more something that you could bring your granny to, you know, or your kids. The nighttime show, well, you know how Seamus is.
Yes.
He can get a wee bit carried away with himself, you know. But it should be fun with Seamus regardless. And then on Sunday, on St. Patrick's Day itself, we have a great show in the afternoon. We've actually got local harpist Joanna Mell, and of course Alison Gillespie, Alison from Blackwater, and teaches Celtic fiddle, and
absolutely,
both very talented. Going to do a little trad spot at the beginning, and then we'll have a bit more Robert on the pipes and whistles, and we'll have some more dancers, and then we've brought a band in that kind of started playing at Red Stag quite a bit. The Rogue Diplomats, yeah, who are a fun brunch band, Donnelly and the whole crew. And they're kind of in this sort of genre of maybe the Clancy Brothers or Tommy Makem, that kind of thing.
Excellent.
Really rousing music.
Making
for St. Patrick's
fun.
Day.
Yes.
Yeah, fun music.
Yes.
So, you know, we're hoping in the future to maybe get a little more trad, but, you know, this year it's a very St. Patrick's Day, you know, it's good music for this time of the year, I think.
Now, when you say there's dancing, is that audience participation dancing, social dancing, or is that like some of the step dancing or shonos?
Just the step dancing, yeah. We figured, with, you know, maybe in the future that could change, but we're bringing in the O'Grady Quinlan to do a couple of sessions. So there'll be at each of the shows, there'll be a wee bit of a demonstration from them. So it should be fun. Tickets for these, all the concerts are available at Donegal Square or online at donegalsquare.com. Under our events section, the tickets are on Eventbrite, so you can buy the shows are all ticketed separately, so you can.
And people can buy right at the door.
They will probably be able to buy at the door. I don't
think they're not sold out.
Yeah, if they're not, I don't think we're going to sell out because the Ice House holds about 250, 275 people. We've sold a lot of tickets, but there still seems to be plenty of tickets left. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to get them in advance, but it'll be a wee bit more expensive the day of.
Well, the Ice House is such a fabulous venue.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I mean, well, in this time of year, when we can't be out in the streets enjoying it, it's perfect.
Yeah, I love it. I think whenever we started using it at Celtic Classic, I realized what a fabulous venue it is. And we're so lucky, you know, to have something like that in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
It's so warm and, you know, there's great sound in there. And my really good mate, Phil Fricelli, City Sound or City Entertainment, are going to do the sound for us. So
excellent.
You know, he kind of came out of the blue and offered to do it for me and just said he really
nice.
Wanted to do it. So that, thank you very much, Phil, for making that offer. And of course, we do have a few sponsors. Am I allowed to mention any of those on here, Megan?
Yeah, as long as we don't mention prices or anything, we're good.
Yeah. So we've actually called this the Guinness Blonde Festival. And we've got some support from Working Dog Press, who've helped with some of the tickets.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've also got some support from Hotel Bethlehem, and we got some support from Ray Glemser over at Glemser Technologies. Ray, very keen in helping promote Celtic culture in the valley. So,
well, all three of those, my goodness, they bring us so much with Celtic Classic and with the parades.
Absolutely, yeah. So looking forward to it. Now, of course, there's lots of stuff going on at Donegal Square as well, and at Red Stag Pub, there's lots of music going on all weekend. And of course, you can go to redstagpub.com to see the lineup there. I suspect it might be a little crazy there that weekend, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun as well.
Right. Well, and thank you for these two tickets. Those of you out there, if you're just tuning in, this is Neville Gardner, and he's telling us what's coming up for the second annual Felcha Fest here on Main Street in Bethlehem for March 15th, 16th, and 17th. He's rounded up quite a wonderful slate of performers for you, and he's giving away two tickets to that event for the Friday evening performance. And we're going to be giving those to listeners. If you're signed up for our newsletter, that's where you can find them. So good luck. Just request the two tickets for the Felcha Festival, March 15th. We're going to play you a selection from Robert Watt. He's the master Highland Piper who's going to be here all weekend. And then we'll be right back with Neville Gardner.
Thank you.
And that is Robert Watt, Master Piper. Neville Gardner is here in the studio this evening, and he's talking about the Felcha Festival that's going to be down here, Main Street, Bethlehem, in the Ice House, March 15th to 17th. Robert Watt's going to be here. He's one of the performers. He's going to be here all weekend. So you said he's going to be doing some of the small pipes.
Yeah, Robert usually brings along small pipes and usually whistles. He's very talented in all of them, so I think he'll probably do a bit of an assortment. I expect it'll be maybe a 20, 25-minute session at each of the shows, each of the four shows. So Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and then Sunday afternoon, probably Robert will be there for all of them.
Fantastic.
And then on Sunday, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but the show that's happening on St. Patrick's Day in the afternoon, I think it starts at 3. It's going to start off with Joanna Mell, who's a local harpist, who actually has been here for a long time, moved away, lived on the West Coast for a while, and then recently came back again. So Joanna and Alison Gillespie are doing a little traditional set. Alison, who teaches Celtic fiddle at Moravian and plays with Blackwater and has been a real stalwart of Celtic music in the Valley.
What a wonderful combination.
Yeah, so they're going to do like a real little trad set first, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes on Sunday. And then Robert will do a piece, and then the dancers will do a piece. And then Sunday afternoon, following that, we'll have the Rogue Diplomats. So that's the show that probably go from about 3 until maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day itself. Yeah.
Will there be any sessions or anything like that going on at McCarthy's afterwards?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we're so nuts, you know.
too many irons in the fire.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We'll have both floors open. We will have a bar, actually, in the Ice House.
Really?
We will have some Water of Life flowing there. I'm not mentioning any big names, but I'm sure you can guess what's going to be there, some of the black stuff. So just to summarize again, the Felcha Fest starts on Friday, the 15th of March, with Jerry Timlin and Tom Kane, and that's Friday evening. And then Saturday, we've got two shows from Seamus Kennedy, so going on that whole weekend. Tickets at DonegalSquare.com at the events section, or you can actually buy live tickets at Donegal Square itself in the shop.
Yeah, and for those of you members who are signed up for our newsletter, he's brought in a couple of tickets this evening for the Friday show, so you'll want to look out for that for the member ticket giveaway. You could get those free. Jerry Timlin and fantastic crowd pleasers every single time. So you don't want to miss that. Great way to ring in the weekend. Now, do you want to remind people about the parade and the dog parade?
Yep. So the Parade of Shamrocks taking place in downtown Bethlehem on Saturday the 16th. So it starts at 1 o'clock, kicks off and comes down Main Street. And we have our Celtic Doggy Parade that we've brought back into focus this year, and that's actually at 11 a.m. that morning on Main Street as well. That's a fundraiser for animal health and welfare. You can register at Donegal Square, and all the proceeds benefiting the Centre for Animal Health and Welfare to save those puppies and kitties that need saving. So it's a great organisation and we love to support them. So Celtic breeds, non-Celtic breeds, if you've got a German Shepherd or a Schnauzer and you want to dress them up to be a Celtic lookalike, we're all about that. Any dog welcome. So it's not too serious. It's a good time. And we do give some prizes for that as well. So
excellent. We should expect to see the Bethel Mounted Police and the pipes and drums.
The whole thing. Yeah. We normally do our best man's legs in a kilt contest that weekend, but we decided to actually put it off to Tartan Day this year.
Okay.
So we've had a few people asking about that. So Tartan Day is actually April 6th. It's a Saturday, but 4 weeks, 3 weeks after
St. Patrick's Day. Less chance of frostbite, eh?
Yeah. Well, I think there's just so much happening that St. Patrick's Day weekend, we kind of feel like it gets lost a little bit. So we thought, let's put it off and do it. So the best men's legs, a very, very well-followed sport. And actually, we're looking for some female judges for that. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listeners, where should they go if they're interested in judging?
Yeah, just come in and let your name off at Donegal Square and we'll pick out. We need three lady judges to make sure that the boys, that their legs look right in April. So.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Neville Gardner. And you're hearing it right here on Celtic Fair on your Lehigh Valley Public Radio, WDIY 88.1, where you have many choices and real voices. We'll be back shortly. Thank you for listening. And that, of course, was Master Piper Robert Watt, who you can look forward to seeing this coming weekend, March 15th through the 17th. Neville Gardner was just telling us that he's going to be performing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Up next is Seamus Kennedy. He's another performer that you can look forward to. Neville was telling us that in the afternoon, fully family-friendly show. Sometimes he gets a little blue on the adult evening shows, so take that into consideration. All in good fun. The time is 7:53 right here at WDIY 88.1, where you have many choices and real voices. You're listening to Celtic Fair.
Paradigm, methyl, amino, benzaldehyde, sodium, citrate, ammonium, cyanide. Mix them together, toss in some benzene, and top it all off with trichloroethylene. Got loaded last night on some furfural alcohol, followed it up with a gallon of propanol. Tanked up on hydrazine all afternoon, then I spat on the floor and blew up the saloon. Dimethyl, amino, benzaldehyde, powdered aluminum, nitrogen, iodide, chlorates, permanganates, nitrates galore. Just swallow one drink and you'll never need more. Whiskey, tequila, and rum are too tame. The stuff that I drink must explode into flame. When I breathe, I dissolve all the paint in the room and rattle the walls with a ground-shaking boom. Paradimethyl, amino, benzaldehyde, go soak your head in a good strong insecticide, flush it around and impregnate your brain with dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane.
You might want to watch when you go out drinking with Seamus Kennedy. You are listening to Celtic Fair on WDIY 88.1.